4 CEF mobile.
Andrew, KO4HKX.
How was your weekend?
Weekend. How about you?
Oh, I'm going to go shooting Saturday and then spend some time with the family on Sunday.
I didn't do a whole lot this weekend. Done a little bit, but nothing big.
Well, enjoy your weekend.
This weekend weather-wise, should have enjoyed it anyway. It looks like it's going to be a rainy one here for the next little bit.
I ain't checked the weather, but it definitely won't surprise me. We'll probably get some rain while we're at the beach, but I pretty much figure that's a everyday thing at the down there on the coast during the summertime.
Time of year, thunderstorms normal up around the house. Rain every day or every afternoon.
Going to this one.
We go to the beach.
Maybe Thursday. I don't know. I forget. Somewhere in there.
Have a good time and enjoy yourself.
Camper, or maybe sitting on the beach full fish.
Nice quiet weekend or week. I don't know how long you're going.
Well, I wish I could do a whole week. The way things have been at work, it's a little bit wide open. I've been a little more sporadic.
That sometimes you just got to take what you can get when you can get it.
August and September, I won't be able to get as much time off. That's the most stuff to be.
Start to make the change over to 2025.
September, and that'll give you vehicles to go out in October when they finally launch. We'll start building the dealer cars here soon.
Today?
That's 4 or 5 on the repeater when it transmits.
Full scale, I'm down here on 25. We're 414 crosses.
Had a doubt set up. Maybe my antenna's not doing as well or something.
Yeah, it could be the solar storm still, the effects of it, I guess.
For a Friday?
See it from the house.
Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Same here. Nah, I didn't get to see anything of them.
Yeah, I was really hoping to see something. I didn't realize it was going to be visible this far down Friday, so I didn't even really check.
I think Friday morning is when I heard about it, but I went outside. I couldn't see it from the house, so. But Saturday night, the wife and I, we rode out the road and still couldn't see it.
W mobile.
KO4HKX.
KO4CEF.
Just hope everybody's having an awesome Monday.
Safely and making my way into town. Just doing good.
All right, how was your weekend, Ken?
Complained, got a little bit of yard work done and kind of rested up a little bit yesterday, so we did good.
It turned out to be a pretty weekend.
KO4HKX.
KO4CF.
Good morning, Eric. KN4TFW.
Well, good morning, everybody. Sounds like we got almost the whole crew here this morning.
But anyway.
Hello.
Yep, same here. Got a little bit accomplished in the yard.
Well, yeah. Yeah, the weather was gorgeous over the weekend, and we got a lot done at the house, and had a good Mother's Day yesterday for Courtney. So, yeah, everything was good.
Hey, did y'all get to see the aurora at all?
Not about it.
It's going to be Saturday. I didn't realize it was Friday, and so we missed it.
85 northbound closed here at about, I think it's exit 87 or so, maybe 84. Don't know if it's going to affect you or not.
No, I'm getting off at the 80.
It doesn't go down that far. I'm still going here, but I'll let you know if it looks like it's going to be a lot. Actually, no, this doesn't look too bad. It's breaking up here, only down around 86.
Lee, I know a couple of back ways there.
And one in each lane was stopped with their lights on, so I guess they're doing some kind of construction thing. I forgot about the aurora Friday night, and we stayed up Saturday night kind of looking for it, and of course it wasn't there, so we missed it.
I did it as well. I didn't realize it was going to be visible down this way, so Friday started checking late, never did see nothing, and then Saturday and Sunday we checked multiple times and didn't see anything.
Pickens and 6 Mile and that area could see it real good. I've seen lots of pictures from it.
That ain't pollution up there.
So that your camera could see it a lot better, even if you couldn't see it, your camera could see it.
Yeah, both those people were posting around, but like I said, obviously the camera can see, pick up more with the sensors on it than the human eye. But still, I was really hoping to see a little something. Try to turn on the radio set for 2 meters, and I had it on APRS all weekend. They're all over the place. I've seen everything from just over $3 for a regular unleaded to $3.40-something for $3.30-something for regular unleaded. But it looks like diesel and unleaded might be making a flip soon. I'd be okay with that.
Down.
$3.41 for it Saturday.
30 over here on this side of town.
Got Shell Saturday when we were out going shooting, and I think it was only 10 cents difference between the diesel and the regular unleaded. Has been. This morning.
I got a call from the Asia team manager, WTJKT.
Driving down the road.
Nice sunrise.
I'm going.
Right here is 369 and gas is 309. We'll see what it is down the road.
Taylor's yesterday for 299.
KO4, see you.
I'm clear.
And line is barely picking up now, so. I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all be safe, and hopefully I'll holler at you either when I get off work after class or tomorrow morning. But have a good one, KO4 CEF, and I'll be clearing your final.
Have a great day, KO4
HK. Enjoy that Spanish class, KN4 TFW.
7-3, Andrew. Have a great day. Be safe. This is W2JKT.
That's for 295, and diesel is 369.
20. I had 4 for gas for Courtney's car last night, but I never pay attention to the diesel price at Ingalls because it's always a dollar more than it is everywhere else in town. The diesel is $3.47. They don't have an unleaded price on the billboard.
Crazy that there can be that much difference in diesel prices in this location and everywhere else too.
And probably because if you're the oil company charges you a lot more because of the opportunity cost of not delivering an entire truckload of fuel. So, like, if you only take a couple thousand gallons or something, they're going to charge you a whole lot more.
It is. It's like they're in a pricing war over here on this side of town.
And diesel, the cheapest, is that Quick Trip over on 153 in Easley, just north of Six Flags Over Jesus. There was a really cheap spot. I don't know if it still is.
Don't know. I missed the location on that one.
It's up by, I think, across 153 from the Quick Trip. There's like a Belk and maybe one of those Academy sporting goods stores. It's just north of that giant church on 153.
Out of my range today.
I lived in Seneca and I was making a trip up to D.C. or something. I'd always fill up the truck in that one because it was always the cheapest diesel.
It's Monday. Everybody's half asleep this morning.
Happy yet. And got some Yahoo behind me with his high beams on.
No, I'm still here. Just kind of in a bad spot right here going across the river.
That spot.